How do you feel the holes? How do you feel good without the need for anything external/addictions? In other words, coping mechanisms. How do you deal with and move past what lies underneath these mechanisms? And I think that's one of the things, that's what, say, like, yeah, mindfulness and reflection and wisdom is for understanding how those fundamental mechanisms of coping, the fundamental mechanisms of being able to either deflect difficult feelings or to be overwhelmed by difficult feelings, experiences, to be distracted by desires and attachments. So it's so much of practice is learning how to pay attention to being willing to look a bit more deeply than the surface experience. And that's why the Buddha's brilliance in using dukkha as a tool to recognize not just sort of feelings of overwhelming suffering, but just feelings of just niggling stress, niggling dis-ease, boredom. So all of the things that are, they're not, it's not life-threatening or earth-shattering to be bored, but it's a symptom of that, or a slight agitation. There's all those, that willingness to look at the range of our emotion and experience and try to reflect and understand it more clearly.